Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, March 17th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news stories from around Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon took action on two high-profile bills on Friday. He vetoed one that would have clarified in state law that abortion is not health care. Gordon cited fears that signing the bill would perpetuate redundant legal challenges. The state is currently defending two near-total abortion bans before the Wyoming Supreme Court. He let another bill become law without signing it that codifies two genders. Gordon said while he agrees with the goal of the bill, he does not think it was drafted with keen legal objectives in mind. Instead, it seems to, quote, scratch a welcome national political itch. The University of Wyoming says it's being investigated by the U.S. Department of Education over President Trump's recent order banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. UW says it's one of 45 institutions under scrutiny for partnering with the PhD project. That project aims to create a more diverse pipeline of future business graduate students, leaders, and teachers. UW says its participation was already flagged in response to a state law last year banning DEI programs at the school, and that it's discontinuing its relationship with the PhD project. UW says it also ended requirements for prospective students to submit statements regarding DEI and ended using DEI in staff evaluations and hiring decisions. After lawmakers passed another DEI ban this session, the university says it's considering other actions like ending requirements for DEI training and any instruction that includes DEI concepts. Wyoming Public Media is licensed to UW and receives some of its operating funds from the university. There's more time to weigh in on a proposal to keep Northern Rockies grizzly bears on the endangered species list. A federal agency has extended the comment window by 2 months, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mertzbach reports, they've already gotten around 50,000 comments.
Taking a look at the comments so far, responses came from people across the country and nonprofits, as well as one state where the bears live, Idaho. It says the proposal is flawed and strays from endangered species requirements. That state, Wyoming, and Montana historically have backed delisting the bears, saying they're recovered. Meanwhile, 17,000 comments came through the nonprofit Earth Justice. It wants to keep the bears listed as threatened and is against giving livestock owners more flexibility around killing grizzlies. The comments say that part of the proposal is, quote, counterproductive to long-term recovery. The fate of the proposal is still up in the air as members of the Trump administration and Congress have said they support removing protections. For now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has extended the comment window to mid-May to let all interested parties weigh in. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
New polling shows widespread support for increasing or keeping funding the same for national parks and forests. This comes on the heels of the Trump administration's recent firings of federal park and forest employees. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Think Tank Data for Progress found only 10% of voters support decreasing federal funding for the National Parks and Forest Services. A majority of voters are very or somewhat concerned about the Trump administration's firing of thousands of workers at those agencies. Their top concern is the economic impacts of job losses on communities and the ripple effect of reduced services and public safety. Some are worried reducing the workforce will increase the nation's wildfire risk. Others are concerned it will lead to habitat loss and threats to wildlife. Here's Grace Adcox with Data for Progress.
These impacts will be wide-reaching with huge ramifications, not just for employees of the park services, but also anyone who might be wanting to enjoy that natural landscape or just see what their tax dollars have been going towards protecting and preserving.
The staffing cuts have led to large organized protests at national parks across the country, including several in our region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Several state legislatures in the Mountain West have been weighing in on the federal ownership of public lands. Utah lawmakers pitched co-managing national parks and other lands with the federal government, and some Wyoming senators pushed to transfer federal lands to the state. But both of these efforts have failed. Now Colorado is taking the opposite approach. A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced a resolution last week saying they want national public lands to stay in federal hands. Governor Jared Polis shared his support during a press conference.
Colorado's treasured public lands are really the heart of our booming outdoor recreation industry and the lifeblood of so many Colorado communities and small businesses.
If passed, the memo would encourage Colorado's Congress members to oppose any possible efforts to sell or transfer federal public lands. Indigenous business owners are gathering in a major conference in our region this week to discuss ways to bring more business opportunities to Native communities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
Thousands of indigenous entrepreneurs are gathered in Las Vegas for the National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development Conference, the biggest of its kind in the country. The acting director of the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs, Brian Mercier, spoke to the group. He acknowledged many conference goers are concerned about Trump administration budget cuts, but said the new administration is also working to enhance opportunities for indigenous businesses and communities. He told the crowd that energy and economic development are on the table, along with funding law enforcement. He went on to say he's encouraging everybody he speaks with to, quote, jump at these opportunities and work with this administration. Mercier is a member of the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde Community of Oregon. He said in his role, he will continue to advocate for prioritizing indigenous cultural perspectives in federal policy. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel with some lighter stories from around Wyoming.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on March 16, 1920, a young girl was struck by the morning train in Lusk. She only got a small cut and was knocked unconscious. On March 20, 1912, the first radio message was received in Lander from a ship at sea. On March 21, 1924, the Powell National Bank closed its doors for 2 months because it was afraid of a bank run. It successfully staved off a run, and the bank didn't have to close for good. On March 21, 1945, Lysite was declared strictly long-haired country. The nearest barber was 46 miles away. On March 22, 1902, Rocky Mountain Bell Telephone established service in Casper with 49 customers. On March 22, 1938, Laramie lawyer Thurman Arnold was sworn in as the head of the Antitrust Division at the U.S. Department of Justice. And, according to the University of Wyoming American Heritage Center, on March 20, 1986, the Cowboys beat Clemson at home at the National Invitational Tournament game. Small forward Fennis Dembo climbed onto the basketball rim where he sat to celebrate the victory. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's Wyoming trivia question. Who was the first University of Wyoming basketball player to appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated? Send us your answers for this week's trivia questions to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com, and we'll crown winners on Monday. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this St. Patrick's Day. Join me again tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to get Wyoming Debrief automatically downloaded to your phone and start your day on an informed foot. And while you're there, please consider leaving us a review so that other people can find us.